Then, you know, to realize how Dharma is so precious, who request the teaching to correct extensive merits for many purposes, then you see, for 7 weeks, Buddha did not turn Dharma wheel after enlightenment. So Buddha kind of like there's a verse that Buddha said that not, I guess, I don't know the whole entire verse, but how Dharma is so, so precious and there. yes, Sunday means, say, do not do karma or something. There's verses Buddha mentioned. it starts with the Sabshidrosal verse of Dumache. That there's no sentiment for, you know, who listen to teaching something like that. So Buddha kind of little bit like discouraged or sort of in aspect, see. So anyway, I didn't turn Dharma wheel for seven weeks. And then the the leader of the business, Kakon and Sangbo, the family, offered food to Buddha. Then the four guardians, they offered four stone begging bowls. Then Buddha blessed that. And those two, Tsongben, the business leader, Kakon and Sangbo, the family, put the food in this stone begging bowl. So the four, there are four guardians, the guardians of the four, but then Buddha blessed it into one. And then they put the food in this, then Buddha took the food, and then Buddha taught this precious japa, this auspicious these verses that I mentioned one day. You see, I mentioned one day that, I think just 2 days ago, I mentioned that, you know, that there's one prayer that you can recite when there's, you know, doing things in the wrong astrological time or when there's obstacles. You see, that's one prayer, auspicious prayer. There's the inauspicious, so by reciting this, it makes it auspicious. So it doesn't become, that which is an obstacle, then you make it auspicious. It's a cause of success. You turn into cause of success. So this Buddha gave this teaching. Then the Brahma, Tsukpa Chen, so forth, requested again and again to return Dharma will. Then Buddha accepted to Dharma will. Then the first Dharma will, Varanasi, in the park, you see. Then with the five surrounding disciples, five human beings, the five surrounding disciples, the five monks, and then devas, the 80,000 devas. For 3 months, gave teaching. They turned the Dharma will for the truth, you see. Then liberated them. Then also, not only Buddha, Nol dem den after den mena de niwe nga de ting je wo sun ga wo sun chulun wo sun shari bu meong gal ji bu de shari bu is excellent in sight wisdom meong de bu is excellent in sight power the two hard disciples of Buddha so then with entourage of 250 entourage and so Buddha gave teachings and then so forth and then numberless there was human beings rapid and deliberate them then covered the whole earth so their reputation covered the whole earth then the king Sejong embodied heard this and embodied in Setya embodied again in Setya then went there went in Setya Buddha went to Setya and there was Sejong and four brothers and then many hundred thousand Shakyas then numbers there were human beings then Buddha gave teaching rapid their mind liberate them then and the Shravasti so that's where Buddha showed the miracle powers did the holy deeds of performing the miracle powers so for these 15 days so to say the last one yeah so to the 15 days of performing showing the miracle power the holy show holy deeds the performing miracle power is so at Shravasti that's the place where Buddha lived 25 years the longest time Buddha lived in any place is the Shravasti 25 years so 3 years last 3 years near where there's a Buddha you know, the where Buddha abided the rooms and all this place there and a very nice garden on the ground see there's the main place there's other arhatas see Buddha's abiding place over this there's all the different rooms then close by then where Buddha lived 3 years so all together 25 years Shravasti so that many people made comments that this place when you go there brings so much peace and happiness in your heart there's one lama who builds the monastery in Sarnath there's a Kusel lama so he told me that whenever he feels too much you know too much responsibility too much work so whenever he feels so much too much you see then he stopped everything he go through this Shravasti and that day he feels so much peace every time you go there every time you go there and also get the high comments on that place so that's the first time Gautama Buddha met his son as Dalai Lama in outside of Tibet so Gautama Buddha gave to people there pilgrimage I think teachings on the Tibet path or foundation could call it something that so Gautama Buddha met the high comment that he thought it was so good if there's a rich house in a very good place to do that so I heard many comments from people so then I sent one an Italian student he died already a long time ago so I sent him to check the place so that time I had wished to build 7 or 6 rich houses there so then he said his name is Stefano he became a monk 2 times or 3 times so the so I asked him to check for the so he said when he went to this place, he says the meditation, you know, other places he has to put effort to meditate. But this place, the meditation just comes. He said that. So then finally it happened to be, it happened to myself to go there with a few people. With people. So when I visited that place, that's the only place that those Indians who are taking care of this holy place, and they asked me to build a monastery there. It's strange. Usually nobody asks you to do that, but that's the only place where the Indians who were looking after the land, they asked me to build a monastery there. So anyway, so I had an interest for quite a number of years. Then one day I thought, you know, how difficult it is to find director. But you build six, seven little houses, you need somebody to take care for after. So then when I think already existing little places, it's difficult to find director to look after. Like Buddha Gaya Rudin Institute, or Dharma Dushita, or the Nepal, you know. So difficult to find a director, person to look after. So, you know, so difficult. So, you know, then with all the other things, so when I think, then it made me kind of, it made me discouraged. You know, when you think really down, you know, the word. First of all, how difficult to find the person to look after, and then all that is. See, then my mind kind of got discouraged and then disappeared. So that's also a bit because I thought it's a good idea to, you know, to accept it. Anyway. But now, but that time when I was there, already many people from different countries building. Buildings, you know, coming there to build temples, things like that. I think he got jewels in mouth. He got wishing on jewels. So that's the place where Buddha. So there's 15 days of showing the holy deeds, performing miracles, see, subduing the different sentient beings, taming the mind of the different sentient beings. So there's quite a bit of stories of that. But I don't remember by heart. So you know. Different days are over, which name is subdued, tamed, so that different. So, however, basically, there's the Sharvashti, the place where Buddha showed the holy days performing the miracles. Defeated, the tamed, the subdued, the six, you know, the Hindu founders. So, who always competed Buddha, who always criticized Buddha. See? So, I think it's the karma that happened during that time. You see, Buddha to tamed him, you see. So that. And then, and they entrenched, those Hindu founders, six founders, you see, they entrenched 90,000. So that the numberless, they were human beings. The Buddha, you know, by performing the miracle power, they wrapped their mind and liberated them. So then, during that time, then, all the people, you see, they had very high respect to the Buddha and the Sanghas during that time. They do so much offering service to, you know, to the Sangha. Then Buddha thought that, you know, there might become an obstacle for their Dharma practice. Then Buddha stopped that, and garden, they lived with his father, mother, in, you see, Aryapat, you know, you see, caused them directly see the emptiness. Mm. So the deeds that all the Buddhahood is in this world will do, you see. So this is the 12 deeds, and then now here it is 11. You know, so then Buddha then this place called place is named the place called drawing all the trees and exploring the earth. There the Amanika on this on this. I'm not sure what the name of mountain, or I'm not sure what it is. Amanika. So on this Sheripu and so forth, 8,000 arhatas. Then Buddha did abiding in summer retreat. summer retreat. It is translated rainy season, but abiding in summer retreat. But I mean, of course, that's the time when rain comes. But the translation of the abiding in summer retreat. So, bhikshus, you know, who are living above. So, three important activities, and that's one of them, abiding in summer retreat, you know, the monasteries, you see. The one is the reviving, storing, then the one is abiding summer, the other one is releasing. So, three. So then the Buddha went in the Buddha's mother's born in Devajiram. So Buddha went there to wrap in mind of many devas and to liberate them. And then, then after abiding summer retreat, then Buddha went to up to Wokmin, Devaril Wokmin, and then gradually to up to Wokmin. Then in numberless devas, Buddha is the work from numberless devas, benefit them. Then the bhikshus, they request Buddha. The bhikshus requested Mayungaljipu requested Buddha to descend this world. the ninth month, 20th day, 20th day, 9th month. Then the Buddha came down, see, on the step of the step that's put by devas. So some came down, some without touching, you know, with the psychic, with the medical power. Came down, some touched with the holy feet like that. In the city, in India, city called Salden. In the city called Salden. Then, numberless beings, then you see, seeing Buddha coming down, you see, in Salden, then gave incredible joy, you know, to their eyes and to their mind, you see, and planted the seed of liberation in so many people's mind. So that time then, various thoughts arise in the hearts of the people who saw the Buddha that time. Then Buddha gave teachings that how samsara some sort of perfection, you know, some sort of pleasure has no essence, and that important to achieve, you know, to attain the path to liberation. Then Buddha brought so many sentient beings, the number of sentient beings, in the path, in the path to, brought into the door of the path to three vehicles, door of the three vehicles, you see. This lesser vehicle and the paramedana, the minor vehicle, the paramedana, then the sacrament vajrayana vehicle. Then he went to Rajagiri. But when Rajagiri, then the whole earth, you know, shaked six times, and then the whole area completely filled with beings, and with all these unquestionable the mirror powers. Then Buddha turned to the here listeners, the Nagas, Devas, numberless beings, of course, Bodhisattvas, numberless. Then they turned the middle Dharma will. Dharma will, which has no characteristics, which is no characteristic of truly existence, which has no the turn Dharma will, you see, the emptiness, the phenomena, you know, I guess the phenomena do not have nature. Or nature, the truly is nature. And then went to another Sanskrit, went to Yangpachan. Then he turned the last Dharma over there. the mind old school there, who comes to see. Then turned Dharma over there. Then to many other places. Besides these, then many other places, according to the wishes of sentient beings, who object was subdued. Then according to the wishes, the imprints, then turned Dharma, unconceivable, the Dharma to open the door of Dharma to them. Then unimaginable numbers. Number of sentient beings who object subdued. There was human beings, so many are ripened, so many their minds are ripened, their hearts are ripened and liberated, you see, by Buddha. Then now next, the most of the sentient beings who object subdued by Buddha's holy body, you see. Who can see Buddha directly, Buddha's holy body directly, and who can receive teachings, you see, directly from Buddha. So working for them, you see, almost is finished. So the sentient beings do not have any more the human beings in this world do not have any more karma to see Buddha holy body directly. And then, so to those who don't have a fortune to see Buddha directly, Buddha's holy body directly, then us, including us, then special compassion, said the Holy Mind, you know, compassion to us and things. Who don't have karma to see Buddha directly. And then you see, dividing Buddha's life in five parts. So one part, then it was Buddha dedicated for us. the teaching of the Buddha to last a long time in this world, to be spread out. Then Buddha, you see, said, they stopped life, and then they blessed the Buddha's teaching to exist in the world for 5,000 years. So I think Buddha then stopped his life. See, I think he intended to pass away. See, I think. Then you see, the Buddha went to Kushinaga. Where we're going to, where we're going to build the 500-meter statue. Kushinaga, huh? Kushinaga? Make sure. Sometimes not sure when the name is. So the. So Buddha went to Kushinaga, and then the last two was the you know, one who was doing the Chisijabu Rakwa, the one who played the, you know, violins. That he was feeling so proud, you know, so proud, you know, probably he thinks he's the only one best player in this world, and then he was a then the maybe this is different. No, I think this is different. Sorry. Not play of the violin, sorry. This is smelly eater, the king Raga. that's maybe different. There, no, my mistake. Tsijabu Raga, and then other one Gunduju Rapsang. So these last two objects to be subdued. So then, Krishna then wrapped the mind, liberated him. And then Buddha told the surrounding Bodhisattvas. So it said, the four antarajas, four aspect antarajas. So there's a. So that is the the Gelong, the male female Gelong, and Gitful male female Gitful. So able to say this benefit to the sentient beings. So to read the Buddha's teachings, scriptures. 12 branches. Then Buddha advised the Vinaya teaching. Then that should be Buddha himself. You know, after Buddha passed away, then the people should the sanghas. You see, the Vinaya. The Vinaya. You see that. That should regard, you see, the teaching, teach liberation for self, which is so the sanghas, they should say regard that as a Buddha, you know, himself, you see, and the. And the elder ones, you know, help the young ones. Advice in the Sangha. Elder ones help the young ones, you know, get them by needs. Then young ones, this I'm not sure. Young ones do not call name of the elder one. I'm not sure that's, I don't understand what it means. Then, for those who are devoted ones, then, for those who are devoted, and then birth, see, the Buddha's birth, and then the Buddha, Dharma, Buddha's birth, then become enlightened, third Dharma, passed away, should show the others these four things, these four directions, you know. Buddha born, then enlightened, taught Dharma, passed away slowly. Should show this for others. And then Buddha asked bhikshus, asked me if you have doubt. The three rare sublime ones, Mr. Buddha Dharma Sangha, and the Four Noble Truths, if you have doubt, request, ask me. Then Buddha took out robes, upper part of the robes, Buddha took out. And then Buddha said, Bhikshus, looking at the Tathagata's holy body is extremely rare. And look at the holy body of Tathagata. So Buddha shows the holy body, you know, to the disciples. No. Then the Bhikshus, they kept quiet for a while. Then Buddha said, like this, all the causative phenomena are imperishable. They are nature perishable, impermanent. And so then this is the very last teaching of the Buddha. Tela dini teaching shabe sungi tama yino. So this one is the very last teaching of the Buddha. Then Buddha showed the whole Jesus passed away shortly. Then the 8 stupas and the, you know, there was which was built each time when the holidays are performed, you see, to remind, to the memory, and of course also collect merits and purify also. Then I think this. this may not be the. This I think this may not be the edge to. I think maybe a mistake. Maybe the. maybe the. May it pass the holy body. I'm not 100% sure. May the holy body. It pass. Then many relics. Relics like mustard seed, the round one. So many relics came from unimaginable numbers of relics manifested from the relics like mustard seed came from these holy bodies. then Buddha blessed, you know, they covered the whole world. Means the relics go many different parts of the world. Then all the sentient beings who make prostration, make offering to those relics, exactly as they think, as they wish, and then they never go down, their life never go down, never reverse. From the three vehicles, from three yana, three vehicles, you know. hearer listener, and soul to realize that the veil, soul to realize, and then the Mahayana, the great vehicle. So the three vehicles. But before I mentioned, you know, the before I mentioned the vehicle, then the great vehicle, Paramahayana, then the sacrament of Vajrayana. I think they were mistaken. So here are three vehicles, the vehicle of the hearer listener and soul realizer, then Mahayana, the great vehicle. So so who engage in these three vehicles, see, they never change, they never reverse. You know? So always go up, never go down. So anyone who, all those sentient beings who do procession, make offering to those relics of the Buddha. then in this world, in this unforgettable world, when the Holy Dharma, when the Holy Dharma degenerates, and become poverty of the precious Dharma, become poverty by preciousness, says, designate the Holy Dharma, then become poverty of precious, poverty of precious, preciousness. So this may not be external precious, but I think might be really the same. I would think the Dharma. So then he says, so this world become poverty, the Holy Dharma is degenerate, you know, degenerated, and then become poverty of preciousness. Then these relics, Buddha's relics, then these Buddha's relics, simply at the end, these Buddha's relics, they do function. These relics, they become the jewel, Bidriya. I think maybe Safia, Safia. Jewel Safia, well, it's come out of Safia. Jewel Safia, the Togolodre, Novu Bidriya Togolodre. This relics will become Novu Bidriya Togolodre. Then it will eliminate poverty in this world. And then all these jewels, these relics become jewels. then will transcend up to Deva realm of women. Might be Deva realm. There's two women. So one is where the Arya Buddha suffers, but where in reality, you see, where Buddha, you know, as you heard the story, where it became enlightened, you know. But the Buddha Gaya enlightenment is that in the common view, you see, in the common view, that's showing that in the according to Mahayana, that's just showing the holy deeds of achieving enlightenment. But in reality, enlightenment, unconsciously, even so good, so we're enlightened the woman. That's according to Mahayana, you see. Yeah, according to Theravada, then the enlightened Buddha Gaya, they believe that Theravada, in the common view, they believe that as as the first enlightenment. But in according to Mahayana, not that unconsciously it is the goal of enlightenment. That's an actor performing the holy deeds. Achieving enlightenment. So then this jewel, which is a relic, is a jewel, then transcend after a woman, then various flower rainfalls happens. And then from those rainfall flowers, then you hear Dharma, various Dharma sound. Then the devas of form realm, devas, desire of devas, they hear the Dharma sound. then they remember the virtue that they collected in the past. Then they don't have interest. They don't have interest attachment. No, they don't have interest attachment after that to their own realm. Then they descend in human world. then they cause the human beings to engage in channel virtue, and they bring the human beings, they lead the human beings into channel virtue. Then that time, all these relics of Buddhas, they do unconceivable activities for sentient beings. So with this great compassion founder Shakyamuni Buddha, when he generated bodhicitta first, much more powerful, much more brave-hearted, much more exalted, much more powerful than Buddha, the other bodhisattvas when they generated bodhicitta. Then in the middle, when collecting merits, engaging with the Sabbatis, and then this Shakyamuni Buddha is exalted than others by bringing hardships, you know, the most special, exalted than others. Then at the end, achieving enlightenment, attaining enlightenment, and then. also, that time also, other Buddhas, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, is a greater kind, quality is the same, other Buddhas, but kinder than all the 10 other Buddhas. so in the Siddhagapas Sutra, all the happiness, all the comfort, all the happiness that which is in the world, all comes from by offering to the precious sublime ones, the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. So therefore, if you want desire happiness, comfort, then always you should attempt to make offering to the rare sublime ones. So the from Siddhagava Sutra, so emphasize that, you know, how important it is, you see, to always, every day, always to make offering of service to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, you see, for the happiness, this life, for the happiness of all the future lives, for everything. So no question about liberation and enlightenment. So anybody who wish, say, anybody who desire oneself, you know, that you want to be good, you know, you want to have happiness. So anybody who desires that, then you should one should attempt to offer to Buddha Dhamma Sangha. So that.